tadvidvadvirasadrito venosmavikrito nipa sanvito yadino vacham na grihishyatya dharmakrit lokadikara sandagdham dahishyama svatejasa tadvidvadvirasadrito venosmabhikrito nripa sanvito yadino vacham na grahishyatya dharmakrit lokadikara sandagdham dahishyama svatejasa.
Purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charan Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Saintly persons are not interested in political matters, yet they are always thinking of the welfare of the people in general. Consequently, they sometimes have to come down to the political field and take steps to correct a misguided government or royalty. However, in Kali Yuga, saintly persons are not as powerful as they previously were. They used to be able to burn any sinful man to ashes by virtue of their spiritual prowess. Now saintly persons have no such power due to the influence of the age of Kali. Instead, the brahmanas do not even have the power to perform sacrifices in which animals are put into a fire to attain a new life. Under these circumstances, instead of actively taking part in politics, saintly persons should engage in chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Ram Ram!
Ram Ram!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
By the grace of Lord Chaitanya, by simply chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare,
Hare Ram,
Hare Ram,
Hare Ram,
Hare Ram,
Ram Ram,
Hare Hare.
The general populace can derive all benefits without political implications. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation and purport of the Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana, 4th canto, 14th chapter, 12th text, in the manner of the story of King Vena. Spoken today, 23rd, 8th, 2008, at the Hare Krishna Radha Madan Mohan Temple, Nampali Station Road, Hyderabad, Andhra Pradesh, India, Bharat Loka, in the universe of the four-headed Brahma.
Text 13, there's no purport.
Eva madhya vasayainam munayo guramanyava. Upavrajya bruvam venam santayitva cha samavi.
Translation. The great sages, having thus decided, approached King Vena. Concealing their real anger, they pacified him with sweet words and then spoke as follows.
So here the great King Vena was a tyrant. He didn't follow the Kshatriya concept of protecting the citizens. He was causing a lot of difficulties, misusing his power. So first, the saintly people thought, let us convince him to act properly. And if we can't do that, then with our mystical power, we'll burn him to ashes.
The Prabhupada explains now, previously the sages had so much power. They could correct the things in the material world when needed to make everything work nicely. But now, they are prohibited from doing many of these sacrifices and they are not able to do it effectively. So, what they can do is, they can purify the world by chanting the Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare Hare mantra. This brings a peaceful, loving atmosphere into the world. It's recommended that we can chant the holy names. When we observe the Janmashtami, one of the things we do is we chant. Just like if we go to the Balaji temple in Tirumala, when everyone goes before Srivasa, then they chant, Govinda!
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 Go means the land, the cows, the senses. One who gives happiness to the whole country, to all the land farmers, to the cows, and to the senses. He is known as Govinda.
Govinda!
Govinda! So whether you chant Govinda or Hare Krishna, there's no difference. We should chant the holy names of the Lord. But especially in Kali Yuga, it's recommended we chant Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Iti sodasakam nam nam kalikalma shanashanam nata paratta upaya sarvavede sudishyate. Kali Santarana Upanishad says, when we chant these 16 names, sodasakam nam nam kalikalma shanashanam, all the evil effects of the Kali Yuga, the inequalities, the suffering, the hatred, the prejudice, the terrorism, all these things are destroyed. Whatever problems there are in Kali Yuga. Are there any problems in Kali Yuga? You find any today, any problems? No problem. Newspapers, television, they have any
problems to report? Primarily problems. But here, this is the solution, having this Janmashtami festival, chanting the holy names of Hare Krishna. This can gradually remove the problems of the society. So all of you can help purify the society by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Someone may say, but there are other ways. But this verse says, Nata Paratta Upaya Sarva Vede Shudishtate. In the Vedas you won't find any better way than chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, see in the back there, you see that beautiful picture in the back? Lord Chaitanya is dancing with the tigers and the deers and the boars and so many this jungle animals. Because when Lord Chaitanya sings Hare Krishna, even the wild animals lose their hatred, lose their anger, and they become loving. The tiger and the deer are dancing together, kissing each other. I love you, my dear tiger. I love you, my dear deer. No fear. So, Prabhupada said that Lord Chaitanya, he could get the animals in the jungle to dance and love each other. We may not have that capacity. At least if we can make the human beings sing and dance and love each other, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That will fulfill Lord Chaitanya's mission. So this is the mandate. Get everyone to chant Hare Krishna and love Krishna and love each other, and the whole world will be a peaceful place, loving place, a beautiful place. This, now people are putting bombs on their body and going into some big assembly of people and blowing themselves up, so they can blow up many other people. What is our sense of that? Better to dedicate yourself to the service of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, chant His holy names, and give everyone a love bomb. No destructive bomb. Explosion of love. By chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So somehow, in the previous yuga, King Vena, he thought he was God. He was so crazy. Sometimes in Kali Yuga we have people like that. They say, I'm God. Worship me. I'm Bhagavan. Give me a few lakhs of rupee donation, I'll give you a big ashirvad. Not so cheap, you see. Not anybody can be Bhagavan. Bhagavan is Bhagavan. And you don't have to pay him. He can give you the blessing. So this problem is there. Some people are claiming to be God, but now there's nobody to take any action against them. But at the time of Vena, when he was claiming to be a Bhagavan, that he is the king, everyone should worship him, then the sages first said, let us try to win him over. If that doesn't work, we'll take more serious steps. So people, if they know what does the Bhagavad Gita say, what does the Srimad Bhagavatam say, then they will be protected from being misled by false spiritual masters, false gurus, false avatars. So that's why we read in Telugu and English and Hindi and different languages. We have the Srimad Bhagavatam Grantharaj, Bhagavat Puran, translated so everybody can know what is the purpose of life. What is the real quality of the personality of Godhead? Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sambhuvami Juge Juge. Every yuga, he comes. So in the Kali Yuga, he comes in disguise. So there, in the 12th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, Krishna Varnam Tisa Krishnam Sangopangasta Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayar Yajanti Hi Sumedha Saha. That Krishna comes in a non-Krishna, non-blackish color. All the other colors are taken, only the golden color is left. So he comes in a golden color, with his eternal associates and his expansions and his spiritual weapons of love, like this madranga. What is a madranga? What sound it makes? So, it makes a louder sound than that. Kartals. So these are the love weapons. You chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And these cymbals and drums, they awaken the love in our heart, chanting the holy names. So said he, Lord Chaitanya came to establish the Sankirtana Yajnai. The Sankirtan Yajna means sacrifice of chanting the holy names together. We chant one by one, that's all good for ourselves, but we chant together, it has more collective help for the whole society. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Krishna says, I come every yuga. So this Kali Yuga is meant for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. But now we got people every century they're claiming to be God. Every year they're coming. Every month. Every week, every day, some new Bhagavan is coming. But they can't even bring the rain. They want to make irrigation project. So Bhagavan is Bhagavan. Nobody can become Bhagavan. And he comes only when he is predicted. Some people may be sadhus, but being a sadhu is not the same. In Kali Yuga, sadhus are not so powerful. Previous than yugas, the sadhus could do so much. Aswamedha Yajna, they would take an old cow, offer in the fire, bring out of the fire a new cow, or a new aswa means a horse, new horse. And then this aswamedh, gomedh are forbidden in Kali Yuga. Also sannyas is forbidden. Some take this karma and giving up all the works, living in some jungle. Very difficult in Kali Yuga to follow. Even if somebody takes sannyas, they do live in an ashram and they do some public work to uplift the people, help the people. So in our Krishna conscious movement, we have got millions of followers, but we have only 100 sannyasis. And they are not giving up work. They are doing so much service. So we also have many grihasthas, and they are doing lots of service. Here our temple president of the temple in Hyderabad, Vedanta Chaitanya Das, he's a grihastha. So Lord Chaitanya said, Grihe tako, bone tako, sada hade bole dako. Whether you're a grihastha, whether you're a brahmachari or some renounced order, everyone should chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And they should do service to Krishna. So we need some brahminical minded grihasthas also to do some seva. To help the society to be more spiritualized. Few may do it like full-time activities like Vedanta Chaitanya Das, or you may work outside, maintain your family, but do bhakti vriksha. Do some house programs. That has also a good effect. People see that this is a like me, he's married, he has children, he's working. But he is peaceful. He's happy. He's chanting the holy names of Krishna. So why don't we also chant, husband and wife together? How many ladies who are married want their husband to be chanting with them? And those who are unmarried, when you get married, you want a devotee husband, raise your hand. Both together. So this is how to have a peaceful house, a Krishna conscious house, peaceful society, peaceful world, when people are oriented to pleasing God. Our modern society, people don't even know the difference between the body and the Atma. In the Vedas, we know that the body dies. Atma is nitya, it's eternal, sanatana. So when the body dies, the Atma goes on and takes a rebirth. So do we want to take a rebirth as an animal, as a human, as a deva, or do we want to go straight back to God, to Krishna? These are your options, more or less. There was a scientist, a psychologist, he took somebody back by hypnotism. He said, what is your sammohan, hypnotism? What is your previous life? And normally everyone previous life, they're also human being. But this person said, I'm a butterfly. So how is it? From human to butterfly to human. So what happened? So there was a very tall building with a big dome. And I flew in the door. And there were some statues there standing. Someone playing a flute. And there was some fruit. So being a butterfly, I like fruit. That's my main diet. So I landed on the tree and I was eating the fruit. Then some man came out shouting and pow! Killed me. So that psychiatrist, when he heard this, he said, "What is this? He must have gone to some Krishna temple. And the pujari is seeing the insect on the prasadam, pow, smash him. But by taking prasadam, he went all the way in reincarnation from an insect to human being. Then he came to temple and he became devotee. He still kept his word, but he became a full believer in Krishna. That if you can go from insect to human by eating Krishna prasad, then how powerful is Krishna? So you know, one of the austerities you must perform tomorrow, after those who are fasting, after fasting you have to do a break fast. And you have to eat prasadam. Are you prepared to take this austerity?
Yeah!
By taking prasad, you will also be elevated. So we chant Hare Krishna, we feast on prasadam, we dance, we hear some Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. What is difficult about this process? Anything difficult? And you do some cleaning. When you clean the temple, you clean your heart. How many of you have ever cleaned the temple or cleaned the hall? Wow, see? All their hearts are clean. I hope you didn't put any more dirt in it after cleaning. So your son is also going to take prasad? So today we're having a special ceremony in this hall. This is our Bhaktivedanta Samskar, Vedic Samskar Hall. So we're going to perform different samskars here today. We performed so far arati, puja, sankirtanam, and now annaprasanam. Vedanta, Chaitanya's, Revati. Son is in the sixth month, recommended to break grains. And that grain, so we'll do that. We'll get the things ready. In the meantime, any question? Hare Krishna Maharaj. Who wrote this? We are thankful to you for making your presence. I didn't make my presence. Krishna made my presence. I only made my appearance here. Your presence itself make us feel so much happy. For us, you traveled and made your presence here. We are thankful to you. Before asking some questions, I pray to you and seek blessings so that I can ask you questions in a submissive way. S-U-B-B. Submissive. The group here has a very good sense of humor. Number one question. Can you please tell me what homework should one do to get desire to please Krishna? In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya explained, Krishna prema nitta siddha sadhu kabunoi savanadi suddha chitte koraye udoy. Understand? in the translation? Krishna Prem is within our heart. We don't have to do something that to learn it. It's there naturally. Simply with a pure mind, if we do Shravanadi, Suddho Chitta Koraye Udoi. Shravan means hearing. And Shravan, Kirtan, Smaran, the 9 practices of Bhakti Yoga. If you perform that in a simple heart, you'll awaken up naturally that loving desire. What is love? You want desire to please Krishna. What is love? Business means I want you to give me something, money maybe. That's business. But love means I want to give you. Right? Somebody loves somebody, they want to serve them, they want to please them, they want to give them something. So what you want is love. Love for Krishna. That's already in your heart, but it's lying dormant. But if you hear the message about Krishna, if you chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That love will awaken. You want to serve Krishna. Number 2, since day after tomorrow is Srila Prabhupada's appearance day, I am very curious to how many foreign devotees and even Indians dedicated their lives to Prabhupada for fulfilling his mission. If you desire so, can you please tell me what made feel sheltered in Srila Prabhupada's presence? How many devotees took shelter all over the world? We have over 500 branches, over 5,000 bhakti rikshas and namhattas and counselor groups. We have got so many people, millions and millions of books that have been distributed. So there must be millions of people who have dedicated themselves and taking their shelter of Prabhupada's teachings. As far as when I was in Prabhupada's physical, direct, spiritual presence, I felt so much sheltered because he was so caring and loving and selflessly giving Krishna to everyone. We could see that, I could at least see and feel that he was the happiest person in the whole world. Not happy in like, in the Bangalore there was a sign, come to the central mall, 60% discount, happiness festival. So if you get 60% off, you'll be happy. You can get your shirt for 60% off. That'll fully satisfy you. Even I think you get a free shirt, you may not be permanently happy. How long will a shirt last? So this is not the kind of superficial happiness. This is very deep. If you look close, sometimes you look, see Prabhupada looks a bit grave. If you look a little close at his eyes, you may pick out there's tears in his eyes, tears of love, that he's in ecstasy. But he's just covering his ecstasy. It's so profound, it's so deep. There's little waves on the top of the ocean, but when the tsunami comes, it goes the whole depth of the ocean, and it goes and it floods. Harivo! had me give a lecture in Berlin, Germany. And I talked about Krishna consciousness as the art of being happy. There are many arts going around now. This is the art of being eternally, spiritually, fully happy and blissful. Hare Krishna.